No, I got it. I'm on my way home to drop it off. But so as someone who's ignorant to this stuff, as I don't know what SQL Server is or does or why you'd need it for anything, let alone for this. But I do know that there are, like, variations of Motorola programming. There's, like, Motorola Fleet Management-type programming where, like, you do something from a database and then the radios can log in and they can basically download work that's already been done. You know, it's and then there's the individual CPS where you can actually just program a radio directly. I don't know if maybe that software has two different ways it can operate. Like, you know, one way is, you know, from a database where it gets all the information that's been pre-configured by a system administrator, kind of like provisioning, if you will. Maybe that's why they need that. I don't know enough about what SQL Server is and what it does, if that would even make sense. But, you know, there might be variations of the software or different ways to run the software where one is like, you know, local direct, and the other one is like, you know, something like, you know, I don't know anything about it. You know, they're... We've never ran any Midland products. You know, there were some UHF analog things we ran, you know, a million years ago. And we didn't even know much about those. And, you know, and then like you pointed out, the GMRS Midlands, which are a whole different kettle of fish. I mean, having said that, it looks like a fine little radio. But you got to figure out how that software works. But could that be it? You know, you folks that have an IT background that know anything about this, because anything is more than I know. I think it's Greg next, and I got to run this pizza in, but I'm going to try not to miss a word. W8FU.